This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Union Finance Minister Srimati Nirmala Sitharaman chaired a meeting to review performance of 7 regional rural banks of the Northeast region covering the 7 states of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland and Tripura in Itanagar today. Union Finance Minister urged the RRBS with the active support of the sponsor banks to also put greater trust on identification of right beneficiaries while sanctioning loans under the various Government of India flagship schemes. Meeting with various Government of India and also 7 RRBS focused on business performance, upgrading digital technology services and fostering business growth in allied agriculture and MSME clusters. Given the crucial role of RRBs in supporting the rural economy, RRBs were also directed to increase their share in ground-level agriculture credit disbursement with special focus on horticulture and allied agriculture activities like piggery, poultry, dairy, fisheries, etc. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, as a part of commitment to environmental sustainability and in line with the clarion call given by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi to phase out single-use plastic from the country, the Raj Bhavan Itanagar has initiated measures against the single-use plastic and carry bags, etc. in the Raj Bhavan and its residential areas. Raj Bhavan, an adherent advocate of green, clean and plastic-free Arunachal Pradesh, advised its officials to use alternative carry bags like the recycled paper and jute bags and instead of single-use plastic bags. The governor also advised the officers and staff of the Raj Bhavan to take a proactive role in making the state plastic-free for the well-being of the environment. Governor said that the steps like banning single-use plastics and promoting alternatives like bamboo or jute products and using eco-friendly packaging can set a precedent for other government institutions and the public to follow. He said it will encourage collaboration with local artisans and small businesses to promote eco-friendly alternatives. Arunachal Pradesh is rich in traditional crafts made from bamboo, cane and other natural materials, which can also boost the local economy in the state. With the Government of India's ongoing Swachhata Hi Seva campaign, the Directorate of Information and Public Relations today organized a special cleanliness drive to mark the 10th anniversary of the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan cleanliness drive, with the initiatives aimed to promote a clean and hygienic environment. The cleanliness drive involved a thorough cleaning of the office premises, including the disposal of waste, sanitization of surfaces and maintenance of the common areas. The team also focused on raising awareness among the staff members about the importance of cleanliness and personal hygiene. And also as a part of its Swachhata Hi Seva campaign, a free health campaign cum diabetes screening camp for sanitary workers of the Itanagar Municipal Corporation was held at the Hima Hospital yesterday in collaboration with the IMC. More than 150 sanitary workers were comprehensively checked during the camp. Complete blood count, CBC platelets and blood sugar were checked, free of cost. Out of them, around 10 workers were found to be diabetic and 10 were found to be anemic, and treatment was given accordingly. Hindi debate competition was conducted for the students from 3 prominent schools of Tooting: Government Town Secondary School, Government Higher Secondary School and PM Sri Kendriya Vidyalaya today. A total of 75 students witnessed the event, which aimed to instill a sense of pride amongst the students in using Hindi language in their academic circle. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.